Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, we begin this morning trying to study by singing Him 233.
奉主耶稣圣名开始今天早上的查经聚会，我们要唱诗233首。查经之前，我们要跪下来祷告，求神带领我们的查经。
Let's kneel down to pray.
同心一起跪下来祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Greetings to our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣圣名，愿大家平安。
Today we are going to study Jeremiah chapter 49.
今天我们要查考的就是耶利米书的49章。
We realize that the last few chapters, the last section of Jeremiah is about judgment on the foreign nations.
那我们也知道前面的几章是讲到有关审判于这些外邦国。
The final few chapters, 50-51, talk about the struggle between Zion and Babylon.
那就是50跟51章就是说到这个审判于巴比伦和加勒底人。
And the last chapter is like a recount of what happened to the chosen people of God.
那最后一章是描述到这个对于神百姓的这些总结。
So you find that in the prophetic books, yeah, there are many chapters which talk about judgment on foreign nations.
我们也知道很多的小先知书呢，就经常说到这些审判于这些列邦国。
The question is how do we look at all these chapters? How can we understand them?
那我们要怎么样来理解这些章节呢？
We need to understand that sometimes the people of God, you know, behaved like the foreigners.
那就像是神的百姓呢，他们的表现就很像是外邦人一样。
So many of the judgments mentioned in the prophetic books do not necessarily direct, you know, to the foreign nations physically.
那很多这些先知书所描述的审判呢，对于这些外邦国不单只是给他们而已。
I think more often than not, they are judgment on people, the chosen people of God who behaved like foreigners.
那其实是给那些像神的百姓呢，他们像外邦人一样的行为。
I just want you to look at a few examples.
那我要大家看几个例子。
We turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 1.
我们来看以赛亚书的第一章。
Isaiah, chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
We read verse 10.
第十节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 10.
以赛亚书一章十节。
Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, give ears to the law of your God, you people of Gomorrah.
十节，你们这所多玛的官长啊，要听神的话；你们这俄摩拉的百姓啊，要侧耳听我们神的训诲。
Here it talks about like judgment on the rulers of Sodom and the people of Gomorrah.
那这边的审判是给予所多玛的官长还有俄摩拉的百姓。
It seems, yeah.
那看起来好像是。
In actual fact, in chapter one is talking about judgment on God's people and the chosen nation of God.
那其实第一章是在描述说这些审判是对于神的百姓而言。
But you know the rulers in Israel were considered, you know, like rulers of Sodom.
那这些掌管呢，以色列的掌管就很像所多玛的官长一样。
And the people of God's people are no different from the people who live in the time of Abraham.
那神的百姓就像是住在当时亚伯拉罕时代的外邦人一样。
They are like the people of Gomorrah.
那他们就像俄摩拉的百姓一样。
So from here we can come to a conclusion.
那这样子的结论可以知道。
That many judgment on foreign nations actually are directed to the chosen people of God.
那其实对于外邦国的这些审判是在描述在告诉这些百姓。
When we study all these judgments, you find that there are always reasons given as to why God had decided to judge them.
那当我们在读这些审判的时候，就知道为什么神要行出这些审判。
So it's like a reminder to us, and there are great lessons for us all to learn.
那是给我们一个很大的教训。
Now we turn to Jeremiah chapter 49.
我们看回来耶利米书的四十九章。
I think in this chapter alone, it talks about judgment on four different nations.
那在这一章，这一个审判是给予四个国家。
The first one is judgment on Ammon.
那第一个审判是对于亚门人而言。
And the second is on Edom, the descendants of Esau.
那第二是审判于以东，就是以扫的后裔。
It begins from verse 7 onwards.
那从第七节开始。
And the third is on Damascus, the Philistines.
那第三个就是审判于大马士革。
The Philistines.
那就是这些非利士人。
And the fourth is on Elam. That's from verse 34 onwards.
那第四个就是从34节开始审判于以朗。
So there are four nations basically that are included in this chapter alone.
那就说到四个国度。
So we are going to look at some of the reasons for God to judge them.
那我们就要查考神审判他们的原因。
Now we look at the first nation, that is Ammon.
那我们看啊，首先第一个亚门人。
There's a side point here. I think if we want to understand the judgment of Ammon, not only we should read the book of Jeremiah, we also need to read like the book of Isaiah or Ezekiel, even Zephaniah.
我们如果要查考亚门人的背景的话，我们要看啊以西结书、以赛亚书，还有这个西番雅书。
Now, chapter 49,
49章
I think here it spells out a very important reason why God has decided to punish them.
那就说到一个非常重要的原因，为什么神要审判亚门人。
I want you to read verse 1.
我们来看第一节。
Chapter 49, verse
1. 49章的第一节。
Against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom inherit Gad?And his people dwell in his cities.
第一节，亚门人，神如此说：以色列没有儿子吗？没有后嗣吗？马勒堪为何得加德之地为业呢？属他的民为何住其中的城邑呢？
We know that Gad is like a tribe, yeah, and he has been. This tribe has been allocated with allotments of land, a plot of land.
那我们知道加德呢是犹太其中的一个支派，他们承受了。一块地。
And yet you find that it's like, you know, Israel has no son.
那可是为什么这边说到以色列没有儿子呢？
And this place is occupied by Milcom.
那这一个是被马勒堪来占据的。
I think if you read the NKJV, if you look at the small notes given,
那如果我们看这个英文版的 NKJV 的话，
you see that Malcolm or Melcam actually literally means an Ammonite god.
那这个马勒堪呢在小镇那边有描述说就是亚门人的神。
So it's like, you know, the entire land is filled with idolatry, the gods of the Ammonites.
那整个国度呢就是被充满了这些亚门人的神。
It is not something surprising at all because this has been a problem in the nations of Israel.
那这个不是非常不是
非常稀奇的
不是非常稀奇的事，因为这个是当时已经发生的。
We can read Zephaniah.
我们来看西番雅书。
Zephaniah.
西番雅书。
We read chapter 1.
第一章。
Zephaniah chapter 1.
西番雅书的第一章。
From verse 4 onwards, talks about God would stretch out his hand against Judah.
从第四节开始，神就要兴起他的手来击打攻击犹大。
And against the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
那甚至要来攻击耶路撒冷的一切居民。
The reasons are given in the following verses.
那原因就是在下几节有描述到。
You see that the people there, the chosen people of God, have become very idolatrous.
那神的选民变得非常的偶像化。
They even their priests, you know, worship, you know, idols.
那甚至他们的祭司也来敬拜偶像。
In fact, you know, Zephaniah called them pagan priests.
那西番雅先知呢，他甚至称这些祭司为基马林的基马林。
With the pagan priest.
基马林名的。
Okay.Now, if you read verse 5, yeah?
第五节。
Those who worship the host of heaven on the housetop, those who worship and swear oath by the Lord, but who also swear by Malcom. Malcom is mentioned here.
那这边第五节，与那些在房顶上敬拜天上万象的，并那些敬拜神指示，指着他起誓，又指着马勒堪起誓。这个马勒堪就是外邦神。
That is the an Ammonite god.
那是亚门人的神。
So you find that in those days, they worship the people of God worship many different types of god.
那在当时呢，神的百姓呢，敬拜很多这些外邦神。
Not only their pure faith was blended with idolatry.
那不单只是他们的纯洁的信心被这些亚门人的神被。
Many of them actually, you know, completely forsook, you know, the true faith and followed pursue after foreign gods.
他们离开了他们自己的真正信仰，他们去跟随这些外邦神。
That's the reason why God was very angry with them.
所以因此神对他们非常的生气。
And God has decided to punish his own people.
那神甚至愿意来去审判他的百姓。
Now we come back to chapter 49 of Jeremiah.
我们看回来耶利米书的49章。
Jeremiah chapter 49.
耶利米书四十九章。
So this is the reason, yeah, because it's like the entire land is filled with idolatry.
那整个地区是被这些偶像同化的。
Now if you look at verse 3,
我们再看第三节。
So you know this Malcolm shall go into captivity with his priest and his princes together.
那这些是一个马勒堪和属他的祭司首领一同要被掳去。
Meaning that God is going to destroy them all together.
那就是说神要完全的把他们消灭。
You know, to send them into captivity represents, you know, like to uproot them.
那要被他要一同被掳去，就是说要把他们拆毁。
连根拔起。
连根拔起。
Because if the root is not removed.
那如果这个根没有被拔起来的话
you find that you know, sooner or later, you know, this heart of idolatry will begin to emerge as well.
那慢慢的这一个敬拜偶像的心就会慢慢的进入他的心。
So you find that like ourselves today, even though we claim to worship the true God,
那就像我们今天我们自称来敬拜真神。
In reality, there are many idols in the hearts as well.
那其实事实上呢我们的心是非常多的偶像的。
And because of the presence of idols in our hearts, we find that it is difficult to worship the one true God in spirit and in truth.
那就是因为我们的心里有偶像，我们没有办法的来用心灵诚实的心来去敬拜真神。
We may kneel before him, we may listen to the word of God, but our heart is not being guided by the spirit of the Lord.
那我们可以跪在他的面前听他的道理，可是我们的心是没有办法受到神的灵的感动。
That's why God has to, you know, adopt a very drastic measure that is to uproot this idolatry from the life of the chosen people of God.
所以因此呢，神要连根拔起这些百姓。
So that you know the idols can be completely removed.
那这样子一切的偶像可以完全的来去挪去。
But you find that here God is not going to destroy them completely.
可是这边你可以看到神不是要完全的来毁灭他们。
God is going to destroy the idols completely, but not the people.
那神要完全的来毁灭这些偶像，不是那些百姓。
We can read verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Chapter 49 verse 6.
49章的第六节。
49 verse 6, but afterward I will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon, says the Lord.
后来我还要使被掳的亚门人归回，这是神说的。
So quite, again, quite clearly, it's not about the physical Ammonites.
那很清楚的来看到不是这一个肉体的亚门人。
It's talking about chosen people of God who behave like the Ammonites, whohave adopted the idols of the Ammonites.
那其实是在描述这些行为像亚门人的百姓，要他们脱去亚门人的生活。
You find that you know this bringing back of captive is recurrent, if you like, in the book of Jeremiah.
那使这些被掳的人归回经常是在耶利米书有写的。
Like chapter 48, if you read verse 47.
如果就像是48章的47节。
Chapter 48 verse
47. 48章的47节。
Here it talks about bringing back the Moabites, the Moabs, the captives of Moab.
那这边神说到要被使被掳的亚门人摩亚人归回。
When will God do that?
那神要什么时候做这样子的事呢？
It's in the latter days.
那就是在末后的时候。
So it's like, you know, finally those who obviously who show remorse over what they have done and confess their sin, then obviously God would bring them back.
那就是那些忏悔的那些悔改的人，神会再一次让他们归回。
Now we move on to the second judgment on the second nations.
那我们现在进行第二个以东审判的以东国。
That is from verse 7 all the way to verse 22.
那从第七节到二十二节。
If you have been very careful in your readings, you must have realized that this is passage of the scriptures actually bears a tremendous resemblance to the one mentioned in Obadiah.
那如果你有仔细的查考这一章的话，你就会发现这一段呢，其实跟俄巴底亚书的那一章非常的相似。
We turn to the book of Obadiah.
我们来看俄巴底亚书。
And because the entire chapter here is devoted to talking about the coming judgment on Edom.
那因为这一章呢是在描述审判于这个以东国的。
The content is identical, but not completely the same.
那是非常相似，可是不是完全一样。
I think some parts of the messages mentioned in Obadiah are not recorded in Jeremiah.
那有些写在俄巴底亚书里面的内容呢，不是记载在耶利米。
I just want to show you some examples to see the similarities.
那要跟你们说一下这边的相似点。
If you look at this.Obadiah.
如果我们看俄巴底亚书。
We read verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
Obadiah verse 3.
俄巴底亚三节。
The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who said in your hearts, who will bring me down to the ground.
三节，住在山穴中，居所在高处的你因狂傲自欺，心里说，谁能将我拉下地上去？
We read Jeremiah chapter 49.
我们再看耶利米四十九章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Chapter 49 verse 16.
四十九章十六节。
Your fierceness has deceived you, the pride of your hearts. O you who dwell in the cleft of the rock, who hold the heights of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord.
十六节，住在山穴中，居守山顶的论到你们的威吓，你因心中的狂傲自欺，你虽如大鹰高高达窝，我却从那里拉下你来。这是神说的。
If you have time, you can compare, you know, the similarities between the two chapters.
那如果你有时间的话，可以用这两章来做彼此的对照。
Now, what is the reason? So, what are the reasons stated here for God to judge the nations?
那为什么神把这些理由写下来要去审判他们呢？
When you look at verse 7, it talks about the wisdom of Edom.
那如果我们看第七节的话，就说到以东的智慧。
So quite clearly, you know, it's like a nation who was full of wisdom and who knew how to protect themselves from harm.
那这个国度呢，就是非常有智慧的，他们知道如何来避免自己受害。
They knew even how to, you know, build like, you know, places in the cleft of the rocks.
那他们甚至知道在山穴中打屋子。
Even in the height of the hill.
那甚至是在高山中。
You know, in the ancient time, you know, if you are able to build a city, a fortified city on top of a hill.
那在古时候，如果你知道如何把房子建在这个高山上的话，
then it would not be easy for any, you know, one to invade, you know, the city or to take over the city.
那没有人敢来去跟你征战，或者是把你的这一个国度打下来。
Because you are in a better position, you know, to defeat your enemies.
因为你在一个非常优势的情况来去保守你的国度。
So you find that here it talks about the wisdom of this Edomite.
那这边就说到以东人的智慧。
Obviously, when you read the Obadiah, it gives us more reasons as to why God has decided to punish the nations.
那当然，当你读俄巴底亚书的时候，就更清楚为什么神要毁灭这一个国度。
Now you know in Jeremiah chapter 49.
那在耶利米书的四十九章。
And obviously the reason given is one of the reasons given is pride.
那其中一个理由描述到的就是骄傲。
And this is similar to the one mentioned in Obadiah verse 3 as well.
那也是跟俄巴底亚书第三节一样的。
Now in Obadiah 49:16 it says your fierceness has deceived you, but I think the Chinese translation is different.
那在俄巴底亚书的三节呢，就说到这个因狂傲自欺。
But in Obadiah it said your pride has deceived you. 俄巴底亚书说骄傲欺骗。
那可是俄巴底亚书这边就说到啊，是因他们的骄傲来自欺自己。
Now, so you find that pride is the problem here.
那这边啊，这一个问题是出于在啊自高。
You know when you look at the description given in Obadiah.
那如果我们看俄巴底亚书的描述
，we realize that the Edomites behave in a very brutal manner against his own people.
那其实俄巴底亚啊，以东人呢是啊非常对自己的。兄弟是非常残暴的。
It's like even his half brother, you know, he showed no concern and regards over their well-being.
甚至对于他的弟兄呢，他没有去顾念他们。
So even when you know Jacob suffered, they just turned a blind eye on them.
那当雅各受苦的时候，他们就是眼不见。
So it's like allow them to suffer, allow them to be attacked.
那任他们去受苦，任他们去被攻击。
This is the kind of acts of lovelessness.
那这个就是没有爱心的表现。
You find that this actually is originated from pride.
那这个就是出于来自骄傲的心。
So you know for Edom to be judged because of his pride.
那以东受到审判就是因为他的骄傲。
So today we need to ask ourselves these questions.
今天我们要试问自己这个问题。
Do we allow pride to emerge or to rule in our hearts?
我们是否让这个骄傲的心呢统治我们的心。
When we fail to submit ourselves fully to God.
那如果我们没有完全的来投靠信靠神。
It is an indication of being dominated by pride.
那就是最主要就是因为骄傲掌权了你的心。
That's why we are no longer, you know, we no longer have the freedom to submit to God.
我们没有这一个自由来去完全顺服神。
You know, for someone who is humble.
那一个谦卑的人
you find that submission to him is not a problem.
那对于要来去顺服神不是一个问题。
Because in humility, he is able to perceive the goodness of being submissive to God.
因为谦卑可以显出他对神的顺服。
You know that God wants to give us grace.
那我们知道神要给我们恩典。
Just like the Bible tells us, you know, God gives grace to the humble.
那圣经也告诉我们，神给那些谦卑的人恩典。
And God opposes the proud.
那神对于那些骄傲的人对敌他们。
Today we have missed out a lot of blessing from God.
那今天我们缺少了非常多神的恩典。
Because we are not able to receive from Him, because we function in pride.
那我们不能从他那边得到什么，因为我们是处在这个骄傲之中。
So that's why we need to deal with our pride in the hearts very seriously.
所以我们要对于自己在心里的骄傲呢，非常的谨慎。
Sometimes it's very hard to detect, you know, whether we have this pride or not.
那有时候我们非常难的来感应到这个骄傲。
So only when we are close to God.
那只有我们非常亲近神。
When we know the word of the Lord well.
当我们非常清楚神的话语
，and we are willing to submit to to the authority of God.
那当我们完全来顺服神的掌权
，then we will be able to see ourselves very clearly.
那这样子我们就可以非常清楚看到自己。
Only then this issue of pride can be resolved.
那这一个骄傲的问题就可以解决了。
Now I want you to turn back to chapter 49.
我们看回来耶利米书四十九章。
We read verse 12, yes.
12节。
You find that this is a very, like a very serious issues in the eyes of God.
那这个在神的眼里是非常严重的事。
We read verse 12.
12节。
But thus says the Lord, behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk. And are you the one who will altogether go unpunished?You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it.
十二节，神如此说：原不该喝那杯的，一定要喝。你能尽免审行审吗？你必不能免，一定要喝。
My version says, yeah, that this people, the Edomites, will not go unpunished.
那这边英文版的就是说神的审判一定会临到以东。
Because you know, if he said this is the, this is related to pride.
那如果这个跟骄傲有关
，is something in the heart. Yeah, is the most ancient types of sin.
是在心里的，是非常古老的一个罪恶。
You find that it's like a kind of yeast that can actually, you know, corrupt the entire person.
那是一种酵，可以啊来啊啊毁灭一个人。
That's why, you know, you and I must fight against this on a daily basis.
那你跟我呢，都要在每一天当中呢，来去啊挑战这一个事情。
So that we can truly submit to God.
那这样子，我们就可以完全的来顺服神。
Verse 13.I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bosra shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual waste.
十三节神说，我指着自己起誓，波斯拉必令人惊骇、羞辱、咒诅，并且荒凉，他的一切诚意必变为永远的荒场。
Bosra is a city located in the northern part of Edom.
那波斯拉是在这一个移动的北部。
You know, it's like a desolate city, as we said, is an object of punishment, or we said is an object of horror.
那这一个地呢是一个荒场啊，它是因为受到审判而变成荒凉。
The Bible always used this place as a symbol of judgment.
那神经常用这一块地呢来做审判。
We read verse 22.
我们来看二十二节。
Chapter 49 verse
22. 四十九章的二十二节。
Okay. 49 verse 22.
四十九章的二十二节。
Behold, he shall come up and fly like the eagle.And spread his wing over Bosra. The hearts of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the hearts of a woman in birth pain.
二十二节，仇敌必如大鹰飞起，展开翅膀攻击波斯拉。到那日，以东的勇士心中疼痛，如临产的妇人。
It seems that here this place is the hearts of the mighty men of Edom.
那看起来这个地方就是以东勇士的心中。
And that's why is you know God is going to punish them.
因此神要实行他的审判。
So when the punishment of God comes,
那当神的审判临到的时候，
it will be like the heart of a woman in birth pain.
那到时候就像临产的妇人一样。
So it becomes a place of judgment or a symbol of horror.
那就变成一个审判的标志。
Now we also can look at Isaiah chapter 63.
我们再看以赛亚书的六十三章。
Isaiah chapter 63.
以赛亚书六十三章。
63, we read verse 1.
第一节。
63 verse 1.
第一节。
Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bosra? The one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
第一节，这从以东的波斯拉来，穿着红色的衣服。装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？就是我，是凭公义说话，以大能实行拯救。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads on the wine press?
第二节，你的装扮为何有红色？你的衣服为何像揣酒榨的呢？
Verse 3 talks about God's fury and he trampled the place.
那第三节就说到神的怒气啊，他践踏这一个地。
So their blood is sprinkled upon my garments.
因此他们的血溅在神的衣服上。
So from these few verses, you find that this is a place where God's judgment is executed.
那如果你看这几个地方呢，就是神实行审判的地方。
That's why we said that it represents, you know, a place of judgment, especially on the mighty men.
那尤其是对于这些勇士他们的审判地。
So anyone who refuses to submit to God.
那些没有办法来顺服神的人。
You find that if we are weak, if we are feeble in the eyes of man.
那如果我们软弱，我们在人的面前是渺小的。
It's not difficult at all yet to submit.
那对于这个顺服不是这么困难。
But if we believe that we are somebody and we we can do a lot for ourselves.
那如果你认为你自己是一个某某人，或者是啊可以做非常多的事
，then obviously it becomes difficult for us to submit.
那这样子要来顺服神就变得非常困难。
So you know when we talk about submission to God.
那当我们说到顺服神
，first we must recognize that God's power is much greater than ours, infinitely greater.
那首先我们要认知到啊神的能力是比啊是比我们啊强大的。无限度的强大。
Meaning we cannot be compared to God.
那就是说我们不能啊跟神做比较。
Only with this recognition then we can see the preciousness of His words.
那这样子有这样子的认知，我们才能啊珍惜神的话。
Only then we are willing to follow His will.
那这样子我们就可以顺服神的旨意。
Now we come to the third nation.
我们再看第三个国度。
We read that from verse 23 to verse 33.
我们从23节看到33节。
And here, it seems that, you know, King Nebuchadnezzar is mentioned.
那这边就说到尼布甲尼撒王。
And in verse 28.
在28节。
This king shall strike against this.Damascus.
那这个尼布甲尼撒王要攻击啊大马士革。
Sorry, it's Kedar, yeah, against Kedar and the kingdom of Hazor.
要攻击基达和辖所。
Now verse, we read verse 25 first, and then we read verse 31.
我们看二十五节，再跳去三十一节。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
What is the city of praise not deserted, the city of my joy?
我所喜乐可称赞的城为何被撇弃了呢？
Now we read verse 31.
31节。
Verse 31. Arise, go up to the wealthy nation that dwells securely, says the Lord, which has neither gates nor bar, dwelling alone.
神说加勒底人啊，起来，上安逸无忧的居民那里去，他们是无门无栓，独自居住的。
So it gives the idea that this is like, you know, these cities are in complacence.
那这个国度呢，他们非常的自满。
It's like, you know, they are full of joy and full of wealth.
那他们非常的有钱啊，过着安逸的生活。
And this city actually dwelt, you know, securely.
那这一个城呢是是无门无栓的。
We can say that, you know, being complacent is not a good thing at all.
那自满的情况不是一个很好的。
You know, sometimes we are also like, you know, being complacent for what God has given to us.
那有时候我们也会感到自满神所给我们的。
We have enough money for ourselves and we have good incomes.
那我们拥有足够的钱，我们也拥有足够的这一个薪资。
We also have a nice house, a comfortable home.
我们有非常美好的房子，还有车。
We also have our cars.
我们有车。
我是翻译的。Okay, we have everything that we need.
我们有一切，我们有一切。
So sometimes in our pursuit of God, we become complacent. We do not put in more efforts in pursuing God.
那有时候在我们的追求上呢，我们没有下功夫的追求神。
We find that we are not able to, you know, sacrifice a bit more for God.
那我们没有办法的来为神做更多的牺牲。
Because we are complacent, yeah? we feel that we are happy with what we have and what we are.
那就因为我们很自满拥有我们所拥有的。
Actually, this is not a very good sign.
那这个不是一个非常好的预兆。
You find that this is something that God would judge as well.
那这是神会审判的。
You know, something that God is not happy about.
那这是神不喜欢的。
So, I want you to read the verse.
我们要来看一节。
We turn to Zephaniah.
我们看西番雅书。
Zephaniah.
西番雅书。
We read chapter 2.
第二章。
Zephaniah chapter 2.
西番雅书二章。
We first read verse 15 and we back to chapter 1, verse 12.
我们首先看15节，再回去看第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
二章的十五节再看。
This is the rejoicing city that dwells securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there's none beside me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall kiss and shake the fist.
十五节，这是素来欢乐安然居住的城，心里说，唯有我，除我以外，再没有别的。现在何竟荒凉，成为野兽躺卧之处。
Now, if you look at verse 15, and you know, here it talks about their mindset.
那如果我们看十五节，就是说到他们的心思意念。
They said in, you know, and the city said in her heart is something that is not revealed, but God, you know, exposed it.
那这个心里啊，这个城呢是放在他的心里，可是神却显露出来。
And this is what the city says.
这是城所说的话。
I am it, and there is none beside me.
唯有我，除我以外，再没有别的。
You find that a person who's settled in complacency, you know, eventually can drive, put God aside.
那如果人处在自满之中呢，他们最终会把神放在一边。
Verbally, the person may claim to have God.
那嘴里说是有称神。
But in the hearts, you find that God is not there.
那在他的心里呢是没有神的。
Because the self has occupied the entire heart.
那因为他整个人呢就已经是充满了自己。
Now we read chapter 1.
我们再看第一章。
Zephaniah chapter 1.
西番雅书第一章。
We read verse 12.
十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
一章十二节。
And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lambs,and punish the men who are settled in complacency, who said in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.
十二节，那时我必用灯巡查耶路撒冷，我必惩罚那些如酒在渣滓上澄清的。他们的心里说，神必不降福，也不降祸。
Again, you find that these people, they spoke in their hearts.
那这些人在心里说话。
And the last statement represents their mindset.
那最后一段是说到他们的心思意念。
The Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil.
神必不降福，也不降祸。
It's like they denied, you know, the principle of God in their life.
那他们已经否认了神在他们心里的原则。
That's the reason why God has decided, you know, to judge Jerusalem.
就是因为这样子呢，神要来审判耶路撒冷。
Today we know that God is a God of righteous. He is a righteous God.
那今天我们知道神是公义的。
He judges us.
那他审判我们。
He shall judge us according to what we have done.
那他要用我们所做的来审判我们。
And here we are told that he shall judge us according to what we think, according to our mindset.
那神要用我们的心思意念来审判我们。
So you find that not only in our actions we need to follow God's way.
那不单只是我们的行为要跟着神的道路。
More importantly, our mind must be a spiritual one.
那更重要的是我们的心理是属灵的。
You find that only when we have a spiritual mindset that we can translate this spirituality, you know, into actions.
那只有当我们有属灵的心理呢，才能展现属灵的品德。
You find that these people are going to be judged by God.
那我们会发现这些人最终要受到神的审判。
We quickly come back to Jeremiah and look at the final one.
我们赶快回来耶利米书的49章看最后一个。
34 to 39. Here it talks about judgment on Elam.
那就说到对于以兰的审判。
Now I want you to first read verse 34 to understand the background of this judgment.
我们首先看34节就知道这一个背景。
Verse 34.
34节。
The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah.
第三十四节，犹大王西底家登基的时候，神论以兰的话临到先知耶利米说。
You know that Zedekiah was not a good king.
我们知道西底家不是一个好王。
He rebelled against king Nebuchadnezzar.
那他对于他反叛了这一个尼布甲尼撒王。
You know God raised up this Jeremiah to tell the nations that you know the way of escape.Is by surrendering themselves to Babylon.
那我们也知道，神向耶利米先知说，要来他们百姓要来投降，服在这个尼布甲尼撒王的 掌权之下才能逃避。
You find that many of them refused to hearken to the voice of the prophets.
我们可以发现到他们没有办法来顺服神的话。
So as a result, you know, they were punished.
因此他们就受到刑罚。
And the Lord says none of them shall survive.
那神说他们没有一人可以可以活下来。
So only those who surrendered themselves to the power of Babylon that survive in Babylon.
那只有那些来去
屈服于
投降在尼布甲尼撒王的这一个手下的话，才能活下来。
So now when you read verse 35 onwards,
我们来看35节以下。
It talks about the power of Elam. The bowl of Elam represents the power of Elam. 35节，弓啊弓。
OK, 以朗的弓呢就是他们的权实力。
God is going to break their power.
那神会把他们的实力拆毁。
So when you look at history,
那当我们看历史
God actually allowed Nebuchadnezzar to defeat Zedekiah.
那神就让尼布甲尼撒王来攻击西底家。
You find that the consequence of Zedekiah was a very terrible one.
那我们知道西底家的最后的结局是非常残酷的。
So here basically it tells us that, you know, if we refuse to submit to God,
那这边就说到如果我们没有办不来顺服神的话，
and try to rebel against God,
甚至要来违背神，
God has his way to break our power.
那神有他的方式来去毁灭我们的实力。
Now I want you to read verse 39.
我们再看39节。
But it shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord.
到末后，我还要使被掳的以兰人归回，这是神说的。
Now obviously, you know, those who became remorse and those who changed their mind to follow God's way, they would be brought back.
那些悔改的，那些懊悔的人会再一次被归回。
Sometimes you find that God has to go like in a way to the extreme, yeah, to make us submit to Him.
有时候神要做出他的非常极端的那一方面，才能来让这些人归回。
We all have this experience ourselves.
那很多时候我们也有这样子的体验。
Only when we are broken down by God.
那只有我们受到神的拆毁的时候。
Only then we begin to realize, yeah, the mercy and His love towards us.
那才能明白晓得神的爱，神的恩典。
I think many of the great men in the Bible they have been through that as well.
那很多圣经里的伟人也是这样子感受到。
Our Bible study ends here.
那么的查经就到此。
This is a rough descriptions, a brief descriptions of explanation on chapter 49.
那这个就是非常简短的描述49章。
Now let's pray together.
我们跪下来祷告。